You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Which means U.S. sanctions would not be lifted. This is USA Headline News.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, July 17th through the 20th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here, coming to you poolside with another summertime eating idea. Ready for a dip? Dive into one of my summer meals. 10 pieces of chicken, a large coleslaw, baked beans with pulled chicken, and 4 biscuits will have your family executing a perfect front tuck into the deep end of dinner before pulling off a synchronized back 2.5 twist into a free half gallon of Dole Classic lemonade. Get out of that pool and into a Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
The trial of the Colorado movie theater shooter now enters the penalty phase, and the death penalty is on the table. The jury yesterday found James Holmes guilty of killing 12 people and wounding dozens of others in the 2012 attack. Jurors rejected the idea that Holmes was legally insane when he opened fire in the movie theater. Tom Teeves, father of one of the victims, says he hopes people remember the victims more than the gunman.
Someone who put on full body armor and started shooting innocent people with a semi-automatic weapon with full metal jacket bullets. Don't make them the story.
70 other people were wounded. Mexico's government is confirming that the U.S. filed an extradition request for drug lord Joaquin Guzman about 2.5 weeks before he escaped from Mexico's high-security prison. Guzman faces U.S. charges of conspiracy to import and distribute cocaine. A cabinet reshuffle is likely in Greece over the weekend following a rebellion within the ruling party of Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras over the severe austerity in the latest bailout deal. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
More apartment complexes are going up. AP correspondent Rita Foley explains the trend.
Builders aren't building as many single-family houses, but they are putting up more apartment houses than at almost any time in the past 28 years. What's going on? Well, for one thing, more and more jobs are being created, and developers think that will translate into more demand for homes. But some Americans are still struggling financially, and builders are betting that they will choose to rent. The share of Americans owning homes has fallen so far this year to the lowest level since 1989. Rita Foley, Washington.
Secretary of State John Kerry says there was not one meeting that took place during the recent Iranian nuclear talks at which the U.S. didn't raise the issue of 4 Americans still being held captive by Tehran. Kerry adds that the issue was discussed during his last meeting with his Iranian counterpart. U.S. Marine Amir Hekmati, Christian pastor Saeed Abdini, Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, and retired FBI agent Robert Levinson are all still being held. A robot created by 2 researchers in Canada is beginning its hitchhiking journey across the U.S. today. Hitchbot already caught rides across Canada and Europe, and now it'll be relying on the kindness of strangers in the United States. It begins its journey in Salem, Massachusetts, with the goal of reaching San Francisco. Along the way, researchers hope it'll stop in New York Times Square, Mount Rushmore, and the Grand Canyon. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hidean Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Pat and Heidi Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Pat and Heidi & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Good afternoon. It's 4:06, time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, 83 degrees. It's partly cloudy skies and calm winds. Today is Friday, and Friday night will be late night thunderstorms, lows overnight in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, it'll be variable clouds with scattered thunderstorms and a high of 87. Tomorrow night, variable clouds with thunderstorms, especially during the evening, a low around 70. For Monday, it'll be mostly sunny skies, a high of 94. Tuesday, partially cloudy early, then scattered thunderstorms and showers in the afternoon, high 88. On Tuesday, few passing clouds, otherwise generally sunny and a high near 90. Finally, on Wednesday, generally sunny, despite a few afternoon clouds, high 92. Stay tuned for It's the Law with Pat Smits right now.
Having this wonderful, beautiful, sunny day, and we're going to talk to you a little bit about legal issues with respect to boating, and that means I'm going to turn it over to my friend Bill Wolfson. Bill, thanks for your hospitality this afternoon. Maybe you could tell our listeners where we are.
Well, right now we're in Ocean Gate Yacht Station, sitting on my sailboat, the boat that I've owned for about 14 years. The boat is a sloop, meaning it has one mast and two sails. And we have all sorts of things we have to be careful about, both with the water, with our guests, and with the use of our boat. So, Pat, we're going to talk a little bit about those things because they all relate to safety, and they also all relate to not getting into somebody else's way, a very important thing on the water.
Well, let's assume that people don't know a lot about boating, and they're going out on a boat for the first or second time. The novice boater or the novice guest, what kind of information should you know about?
Well, the first and the most
important... Other than not fall in.
That's a good thing. Now, the first and most important rule of boating is that the water belongs on the outside of the boat, not on the inside of the boat. The second thing is your guests belong on the boat, and once you're underway, meaning you're not tied up to anything and the boat is moving, the Coast Guard and the Marine Police like everybody to have a life jacket, which is Coast Guard approved.
Well, let me ask you, is it a regulation in New Jersey to be wearing a life life vest if you're sailing on rivers?
If you're on a river, it is not required, but it is recommended. If you are on anything which is tidal water, and that's an important jurisdictional concept, tidal water is water that goes up and down because of the action of the moon, natural action, not because somebody's letting a dam loose, then you are under both state and federal jurisdiction, and you're required to at least have the life jackets available, if not worn. But if you're going to be a guest on a boat, and many of our listeners will be this summer, the first and most important thing is safety, because you're out in nature, and as we know, as pleasant as it is, there are some things to watch out for. So let's start from the top and go to the bottom, if that's all right with you.
Yes. What's the top thing that you'd want to tell
people? Well, there are a couple things you have to be careful about. The first thing is the sun, because not only can you get sunburned, but Too much sun will also affect your senses, and it can give, in addition to giving you a headache or make you a little nauseous, you also begin, when you're tired and you get a lot of sun, you tire easily and you begin to lose good judgment. And one of the things that we always tell people is wear a hat, especially if you're an older guy and you have, you're a little bald, as they say.
We don't know anybody like that.
Not at all. The next thing, of course, is sunscreen or sunblock, because not only are you getting the sun, ultraviolet rays directly from the sun, but they're bouncing off the water like a mirror and hitting you again. So you're getting a double dose. A lot of people never appreciate that. So we sometimes hear from people, gee, I had all that sunscreen on and I still look like a boiled lobster the next day. What happened? Well, you got a double shot of sunshine. Now, that's a good thing, but it can also be a bad thing, especially when you begin to feel a little dull. The next thing that's very important is to always keep an eye on the weather. Lightning is extremely dangerous. We don't see a lot of it down here, unlike where my brother lives in the Tampa area, where there's so much lightning. Not only is it the lightning capital of the world, but they also name their hockey team the Tampa Bay Lightning.
He has to get a little bit of sports in.
Yeah, I know, because we're going to be coming up with that in a little less than an hour, folks. Additionally, with lightning, the best rule is not to go out. The second best thing is don't touch anything metal during a lightning storm, because metal conducts the lightning bolt right from the air down into the water. And a lot of boats that are over 15 feet are required to have what are called grounding systems, which basically take the lightning, run it through a safe line, power line in the boat, and down into the water, which is where the lightning wants to go anyway.
Well, let me ask you something else, because I'm sure it's probably next on your list. But with all the water around, I am sure that people can easily get dehydrated when they're out on a boat.
That's true. That's why we always carry plenty of water. And our rule of thumb is that somebody should drink a liter of water every hour and a half. We carry bottled water. A liter of water is about a quart. We also like for people to be a little careful with alcohol, because alcohol tends to dehydrate you. So if you're going to be out on the water, the best rule is not to drink alcohol. But if you have to, pour yourself a weak one. The other thing with hydration, it's very important, is to be aware of the symptoms of dehydration.
That's good, because people often, I notice, especially with children, I'll see children on the beach, not necessarily on boats, but children on the beach for hour after hour after hour, and they don't seem to be drinking anything.
Well, that's true. You have young children. You had young children at one point. You probably have some grandkids by now. And Pat, let me ask: what do you do to watch out for a young child's signs of dehydration?
I'm not so sure. I just keep giving them water. I'm not sure I've ever really seen that, other than if someone says they're thirsty, obviously.
Sure, they can get a little dizzy. You can ask if somebody's mouth is dry. You can observe how much they're perspiring, although if somebody is running around without a shirt on, it's sometimes pretty hard to tell. All kinds of reasons. If somebody says, I have a headache or I don't feel well,
those are signs of dehydration. Lots of kids will get red. Yeah. You know, they'll actually get flushed. I notice the little ones sometimes with their neck or their face, all of a sudden, you know, it's not sunburn, but they're just flushed.
Yeah. And again, the other thing about boating safety is always try to stay on board. Now, we've talked about from top to bottom. Our rule of thumb is one hand on the boat and one hand for whatever you're carrying. Remember that a boat has all kinds of things that would just love to trip you, whether they're lifelines or especially on a sailboat where everything is with, you call them ropes when you're on land, but when you're on a boat, they're lines, they're cables, they could be straps, they could be just about anything that's long and skinny and runs for a while. And it's very easy to get tangled up. I'm not on land, I'm a klutz. I'm very clumsy, but on a boat, I have learned through painful experience and loss of a lot of skin on the legs and hands, just how careful you have to be when you're moving around on a boat. Again,
well,
these
Bill,
are all
let's talk. Let's hear something from one of our sponsors, and then come back and perhaps you can tell our audience what happens and what somebody should do if, in fact, someone goes into the water and seems to be struggling.
That's a great idea, Pat. Thanks.
Beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Jeannie Aversa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, huntertonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
Program It's the Law, and we want to thank the Big C today because not only does he have a wonderful program every day, but he is doing all of the work so that we can be sitting on this wonderful sailboat down at the ocean, just broadcasting our regular program. And unfortunately, we're also going to be doing the sports guys, and unfortunately, a couple of the guys can't be here. But if there's a pause, just to understand, maybe Bill Wolfson and I have dozed off for a minute because this is such a relaxing place. And one of the things, Bill, I wanted to ask you about is what happens when you're on the boat and somebody decides they're going to go swimming and you can see they're in distress. What's the first thing that a novice should do if they're on the boat?
Well, if I see somebody is swimming and they're having a little bit of trouble, the first thing we do is we'll throw them a device called a personal flotation device. We have one made by a company called LifeSling that's got about 75 feet of cord to it. It floats, the cord floats. And if we see that we can't reach them or they can't reach us and we're anchored, I'll jump in the water and swim out to them.
Well, now, see, that's one thing that I would caution anyone. It's very difficult if you're swimming, if you do jump in the water because you can't get someone or they can't reach a life preserver, take an oar, take something, because unless you're experienced, it's very easy for the person in the water to panic and to grab onto you in such a way that they're going to take two of you down. So my suggestion is to be very, very careful, because remember, if somebody's struggling in the water, they're going to panic and they're going to grab at the first thing they possibly can grab at. So the best thing, in my view, and I'm not a boater, but the best thing in my view would be to always throw something to them, not that you hit them in the head. If there is a float, a seat cushion, anything, and do anything possible to not have to come into direct contact, unless you are, in fact, a lifeguard or have been trained. Because I've seen people where not only does one person drown, but then they take the second person down. And of course, if they're if you're close to shore, the other thing to do is to call 911. But make sure that you do something to not come in direct contact with a person. So after I contradicted you there, what else would you do, Bill?
Well, the Coast Guard requires that you have a throwable life-saving device or personal flotation device, so you can fling it out to somebody who's having some trouble. Now, we have a seat cushion that's a throwable. We also have a life sling, and we have a horseshoe buoy. The life sling and the horseshoe buoy are all throwable and also have a length of cord to them. Additionally, the life sling is capable of being attached to a block and tackle that we have on board, so that we can use one of our winches to raise them up out of the water if they're physically not able to be raised, either by themselves or with the assistance of another person. We have a swim ladder that goes down about 4 feet into the water from the stern of our boat, so we can usually get somebody over to a swim ladder and up. The other rule is if you're floating, you really don't want to be drinking, because you want to be aware of what's around you. Although the Barnegat is a very safe place, we have seen jellyfish. Occasionally we see a snapping turtle. Once or twice we've seen people suddenly yell, and the next thing we know there's a crab hanging on the bottom of their swimsuit. That actually has happened. Humorous, yes, but not for the crab's victim.
Well, the other thing, you have to be very careful, and from experience, and unfortunately, you do not dive anywhere. I mean, my rule is, other than a swimming pool with a diving board, that's the only place people should dive, and don't dive off boats, because you never know what might be submerged, and
very true.
That is the real problem. If you dive in and hit something, break your neck, and there are too many young, and it's usually young men, who have been paralyzed as a result of diving into unknown waters, and especially at night. I mean, at night you have to even be careful jumping in, but at least if you jump in, you may break a leg, not your neck.
Well, also, Pat, if people go on vacation, say down to Florida or into the islands or any place tropical, there's a great deal of coral, and it's very sharp and it can really hurt. Additionally, the problem also with coral, and especially coral reefs, is a lot of fish hunt at night. And although you're probably not on their diet, you never know when they might want to take a sample. So you've got to be a little bit careful about that. I will tell you that on our honeymoon, my wife and I were in the surf one beautiful afternoon in Bermuda. And at our wedding, my wife had on silver nail polish. And it was so nice, she didn't bother to take it off. And neither of us were really thinking about it. We were in the surf in Bermuda. And she had her rings on and her silver nail polish and a gold watch. And all of a sudden, two barracuda were knifing towards her in the water, and we got her out of the surf real fast. So another thing is, don't wear anything shiny in the water, because it can attract fish.
You're right.
So you've got to be a little careful with those kinds of things. It's not to scare anybody off the water, but just like any other sport, you've got to be aware. You go to the baseball game, you know that foul balls sometimes get into the stands. So it's the sort of thing where you want to be careful.
And I would think that we don't have any children aboard today, but I would also think that anytime you had children and even young teenagers, that you would actually make them wear a safety belt, whether or not it's required, just for their protection.
Well, it's always a good idea. When we go out in the ocean for any length of time, before we go, we rig something called a jack line, which is basically a piece of webbing that runs the length of the boat, and you can clip yourself to in your safety harness to the jack line, and the tether is generally about 6 feet long, so you go, if you go over the side, you don't go under the boat, and somebody can pull you back up.
Well, let's tell our listeners again why we're talking about boating today, Bill.
Well, because we're down here in Ocean Gate, New Jersey, one of New Jersey's hidden treasures. Ocean Gate is a small town just off Route 9. It has just a couple of restaurants, a beautiful marina, Ocean Gate Yacht Basin, that my wife and I have been sailing out of for 28 years. It's a lovely facility. It's family-owned and operated and has been since the 1950s, and it's just a great place.
Yeah, and just to give a shout-out, we had a very nice lunch at a little Portuguese restaurant. We always think of Portuguese restaurants in the Newark area. I don't even remember the name of it. Do you know, Bill? I know you took us there.
I've been past there a dozen times. I wish I could think of the name, and having a senior moment, or maybe it's just a relaxing air out here. But, you know, it was a wonderful meal. I had a great Portuguese flavored hamburger with one of my favorite things, Spanish potato chips. They're big deep fried chips. They're round instead of lengthy. Pat had a huge meal of saffron rice and shrimp.
Yes,
and
very
I forget
good.
What Dave had, but he's already fallen asleep.
A Cuban sandwich.
He had a Cuban sandwich, a Cuban panini, whatever that is.
Cuban panini with rice. In any event, we're sorry that we don't know the name of it, and it was on what highway, Bill?
Route 9.
It's on a little shopping center near whatever.
Yep. There are a lot of great places here. You know, one of our chamber members is Jersey Mike's up here in Hunterdon County, but Jersey Mike started down here in Ocean County. And last night I was at an event, along with you, Pat, at a house Joan Van Doren owns and was trying to sell. And Jersey Mike's did the catering, and I just love their subs.
They really do have good subs.
They do. They taste like summer, even in the winter.
Okay, well,
Pat, what else do you think we ought to talk about before, since we've scared everybody off the water?
Well, I think that what I would say is anybody who happens to know somebody who has a boat, try to get an invite, because it's a very relaxing, may take a little while to get down to the shore. If you can do it during the week, actually we came down this morning, which is Friday morning, and we did not run into traffic at all. We had really pretty minimal traffic. I'm sure that by this time in the afternoon, there's a lot of traffic coming down.
Well, the worst thing is to come down here during rush hour. But, you know, Pat, when we come back, I'd like to talk about some of the New Jersey boating certificates and the boating safety courses the state police are now requiring for you to operate a powerboat on New Jersey waters.
Okay, we'll want to hear from some of our sponsors.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Investigators are looking for a motive for yesterday's shooting deaths of four Marines in Chattanooga. Three other people are injured. The 24-year-old shooter, Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz, who is now dead, opened fire outside two different recruitment centers. Officials say he visited the Middle East and his native Kuwait in recent years. Meanwhile, people are visiting the makeshift memorial to honor the fallen men.
I felt like I needed to come and pay my respects to those who lost their lives.
That was Cooksville, Tennessee resident Chrissy Hurd. The UN Security Council will vote Monday to endorse the Iran nuclear deal, but U.S. lawmakers want a delay so they can vote on it first.
If I was the president, I'd be working with Congress, because I think by working with Congress, he has a better chance of getting approval of this and thus full American support for it. But I'm not sure he cares.
That was Utah Senator Orrin Hatch in a Fox News interview. Congress cannot block U.N. implementation, but they can vote against it, which means U.S. sanctions would not be lifted. This is USA Headline News.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, I love this new master bedroom.
When you're really only covered for this.
Check out my new addition.
Wow, a Murphy bed.
Now you see it. Now you don't.
Or how you may be covered if you drive your car into a pool.
That pool came out of nowhere.
But not if you drive a carpool. Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
Time is 4:31. It's time for Hunt and Chamber Radio weather. Yes, we're giving you weather in Flemington, even though we're in Ocean Gate. It's 84 degrees in Flemington, partly cloudy, 5-mile-an-hour winds. Today is Friday, July 17th. Thunderstorms developing late, lows and overnight in the 60s. Cloudy skies this evening, followed by scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight. A low near 65, wind south-southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour, chance of rain 50%. For Saturday, scattered thunderstorms, a high of 87, wind southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour, and scattered thunderstorms in the evening with mostly clear skies overnight. Sunny on Sunday, along with a few clouds, a high of 94. Mixed clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms on Monday with a high of 88. Tuesday, it's all cleared out. We have partly cloudy skies and a high near 90. Wednesday, sunny along with a few afternoon clouds and a high of 91. Stay tuned for more of It's the Law with Pat Smits and guest Bill Wolfson right now.
Hi, this is Pat Smits and the program It's the Law. Those of you who know me know that I'm an attorney in Hunterdon County, but I handle matrimonial cases, and I could have some interesting war stories involving boats and the part that they have played in certain divorce cases, but today it's a family show, so we're going to talk more about boat regulations, boat safety, and to encourage everyone to find that friend who has a boat, and if you don't, and try to enjoy it, because not only do we have the ocean, but of course, Round Valley, great place to sail, canoe, kayak. We have, Spruce Run in Hunterdon County. I know a lot of people go up to Lake Patcong, and if you haven't done it and just want to get on the water, rafting on the Delaware is a lot of fun, and there are places in Hunterdon County that you can raft, start rafting, and that happens to be a great thing to do with people of different ages. I mean, you can take 5 or 6 year old and even up through teenage years, and there are not a lot of things that you can often have people or kids of different ages enjoying, but rafting, we can do it from grandpa on down to the kindergartner. So I think what Bill Wolfson, who I know what he's going to say, even though it's not 5 o'clock somewhere, he's going to say, let's get out and enjoy this beautiful weather. And I know it's pretty in Hunterdon today, but it is just fabulous at the shore.
That's right, Pat. We're sitting here in the Ocean Gate Yacht Basin in Ocean Gate, New Jersey, just on the southern bank of the Toms River where it hits the Barnegat Bay, in view of the Route 37 bridge over to Seaside. And folks, you couldn't ask for a better summer day than this. Just a few high, wispy clouds, a nice breeze doing about 15 miles an hour, enough for some good sailing a little later, coming right out of the south. I think we're going to perhaps take a trip up and down the Toms River before the day is over. Further, I can tell you that in Hunterdon County, we have a canoe livery in Milford and Frenchtown. We also have tubing liveries for those of you who want to have a lazy drift down the Delaware. We also have in Clinton a couple of places that will rent you a canoe or kayak and or even an inner tube, and you can just float down the river there. One of the things I always thought was a great pleasure in the summer when I was up until I think my late 20s was to go to the Red Mill in Clinton and walk out on the bottom level of the dam and just lay back and let the water hit my head. And on a hot day, that was just absolutely wonderful.
I have a feeling that that's probably not legal any longer, and it just shows your age.
Oh boy, does it.
But Clinton is a great place to rent canoes, as you said, and I understand that there's going to be a boating course. Maybe Chris Phelan is with us, and maybe we can give Chris the microphone, and he can tell us about the boating course that's starting.
There is. There's actually going to be a boating course taking place tomorrow, and this will be Saturday tomorrow at 8 a.m. at the Raritan Township Municipal Building in their court. And this is being sponsored by the Coast Guard Auxiliary and the Raritan Township Office of Emergency Management. So if folks are listening, and I'm sure you could just show up and get enrolled. 8 o'clock, I think the course goes till 5. It's pretty extensive. But I also want to thank both of you real quick while I have the microphone. You know, on behalf of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, It's the Law has been a show that's been on the air now for well over 3 years, and the sports guys as well, coming up at 5 o'clock. I know John couldn't be here and Ken, but it's really the dedication and it's the support, the engagement of members such as yourselves that continue to make Hunterdon Chamber Radio so successful. And it's great. Thank you, Bill, for having us down here. Laura and her son Cameron are here as well, along with Big C, and we're having a blast here on the water.
Yes, we are, and we're going to have Cameron on the sports guys, and we have finally found somebody who's going to talk basketball, so he doesn't realize it, but he may become a semi-regular along with John Macy.
Well, John Macy does a great job telling us about baseball and football, just like the other guys do. And so maybe Cameron will be one of our honorary sports guys for hoop season. Meanwhile, Chris mentioned the boating safety course. I have taken the boating safety test, and I was actually able to test out of having to take the course. By passing the test, and the state police have issued to me a boating safety course certificate. Actually, there's two of them, and you can't see them, but there's a little white card, and it says on the back, if a state police officer asks you for it, or any law officer, you've got to show it to them. You're not allowed to operate a power boat of over a certain size unless you have that certificate. So I recommend to anybody, check out those boating safety courses. If you call the New Jersey State Police, they can tell you when and where they're given because they supervise them. Further, there are a number of marinas that give them, and you also see them advertised often in newspapers and some of the New Jersey magazines. So check those out, folks. They're very well worth taking.
Well, Bill, the other thing we should remind our viewers, because we are Hunterdon County, even though we're sitting down at this beautiful shore today, but the Hunterdon Sailing Club, I may have the name wrong, but I know that there is a sailing club, and they, you know, people, anybody interested, and if you have children who might be interested, you should get in touch with them. They do, I think they really are located at Spruce Run, if I recall.
That's exactly right. They meet up at one of the restaurants near Spruce Run, and the guy who is the fellow in charge of it is Gordon Seuss, who is a boater himself. They run a boat, sailing boat school for both young people and adults. If you can swim, you can join and you can learn to sail in about a week, and I think the cost for the week is about $100 or so. It's very well worthwhile. Plus, they have racing competitions every Wednesday night and on weekends, and some of the people who have learned to sail there now compete down here in the Barnegat, which is a hotbed for small sailboat racing.
Well, I think the thing is that most parents are looking for good things to do, and with their children. And these are the kinds of things that, you know, you get children interested in whatever. Sports, obviously, we're all sports fanatics, but sports, sailing, anything, railroading, anything at all. And it creates a great relationship between the parents and the kids. And it's certainly one of the things, and again, as a family lawyer, I know that often dads are thinking of what in the world they can do with kids on weekends. And, you know, some of these things really help bond, especially with parents who perhaps don't see their children on a daily basis. So we have so much going for us in Hunterdon and in New Jersey. I mean, I think that people are always amazed, my friends and family that come from the Midwest, when they come out here to visit. And we'd like to promote Hunterdon County, but there's a lot there. We don't really have to, you know, try to make up things, because there's so much going on in Hunterdon County.
Well, that's true, Pat. And, you know, New Jersey has a great deal to offer. And although I'm a Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce member, I spend much of my time down here at the shore in the summer. But I also know that Hunterdon County offers a wealth of recreational activities. We really should have more and more of them on our Sports Guy shows. For a while we were doing so, and hopefully this fall we'll be able to line up a great slate of guests with sports hobbies or sports-related businesses or activities. You may remember that we've had a lot of people on from HealthQuest and the Baseball Academy. We've had some of the minor league sports teams reps on. And we have people on talking about hunting and fishing.
Well, let's talk about law a little bit.
Okay.
Right now, we have a couple more minutes before we go to hear from our sponsors. But let me ask you, as a boat owner and as an attorney, what things, from a legal standpoint, does someone who's thinking of buying their first boat, what do they need to look at? What kind of, should they get an attorney involved in looking at a contract? I mean, what do they really need to know, especially if they're buying a boat from another private owner?
Well, the first thing is that an attorney, you should always have an attorney to look at a contract. The second and most important thing is to make that contract subject to a careful inspection by a marine surveyor. Marine surveyor is somebody who understands boats, boat construction, boat architecture, and also boat systems, because like a house, a boat is a complicated object. But unlike a house, a boat moves through time and space, and you have to be sure that it is properly equipped to do so, and you have to be sure it's safe to do so.
Unlike cars, I mean, you're not required to get your boat inspected every year, 2 years, or 3 years, are you?
Depends on the size of the boat. For a boat of the size that I have, which is 34 feet, an inspection is not required, but I have a courtesy Coast Guard inspection every year just to be sure. Over the winter, I learned through my Coast Guard inspection that a light that I thought was coming on was only coming on some of the time. And so I had it replaced, and it was a light at the top of the mast that I turn on when I'm going to be anchored out at night. So while I'm sleeping, nobody crashes into me.
Okay, so the person who wants to buy this boat, why don't we're going to almost go to talk to one of our sponsors in just about 30 seconds. But I think that would be of interest. Do they see an attorney who just specializes in contracts? Are there people who, attorneys who really can, you know, look at a contract to purchase a boat? And, you know, do you need specialized knowledge? I think after we come back from hearing from our sponsors, you know, let's talk about that, because one of the things, and that's that old adage that a boater's two happiest days are the day he or she buys the boat and the day he or she sells the boat. So are we about ready to go to...
Among the human beings, in their designer genes.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50,
discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Back, and we're going to finish It's the Law with some legal issues. And of course, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, and that's sometimes what happens, but you know, everybody needs to be aware of what happens in New Jersey with respect to your driver's license if you are, and Bill, do you call it driving a boat, sailing a boat, steering a boat? What is the person who's driving the boat called, other than the sailor?
Well, the person driving the boat is the person in charge. He's the person at the wheel, the operator. The statute actually uses the word boat operator.
All right. To so me, what's the problem if a boat operator has what would be the equivalent of too much alcohol, and if he was driving a car, would be arrested and charged with a DUI?
Well, the penalties are the same whether you're driving a car or you're operating a boat. And operating a boat includes having the engine off and the sails up, because that's considered to be operation under New Jersey law. The Marine Police take a very dim view of boating while intoxicated or boating while under the influence of a dangerous drug.
So now, wait a minute. Does it mean that the operator of the boat is simply going to lose, and I'm using his, could be her, but is he going to lose his boating license, or does it have any effect on the driver's license?
Well, the issue is this. Certainly, you're going to lose your motor vehicle license.
So, in other words, what people need to be aware of is that if they're cited, arrested for a DUI on a boat and convicted, that not only will it impact their boating license, but will impact their driver's license for a vehicle.
That's absolutely correct. In addition, you may lose your privilege of registering your boat in New Jersey. A registration privilege is something required for an automobile. And for a boat, New Jersey requires registration, too. This boat we're sitting on right now is registered both with the State of New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission and with the U.S. Coast Guard.
So let's assume that I'm sure that there are slick people that could say, oh, I'm not going to worry about that. I'll go register in Delaware. So what happens? Can anyone who has a boat registered anywhere, can they have their boat here at a marina in New Jersey, or are there some regulations about that?
I don't think anyone goes around and checks boat registrations in marinas, whether you're registered in Delaware or anywhere else. But obviously, if you're caught, you're going to be returned to the nearest safe destination. The boat tied up, and quite possibly the Coast Guard would disable the boat so it couldn't be operated. Sometimes it means disabling the engine. Sometimes it means simply chaining the boat to a dock.
So you're talking
at your
about
expense.
You're talking about what would happen if a Coast Guard basically saw somebody operating erratically, and then the operator of the boat was intoxicated beyond the legal limit. And I'm assuming the legal limit is the same for cars, which is 0.08, a very low limit, actually, compared
it is
to
indeed.
What it used to be.
It's exactly the same for a boat. In fact, I think it should be a little bit lower for a boat because, you know, when you're on the water, between the sun and the movement of the boat and everything else, I think they tend to intensify the effects of alcohol.
Now, would they check, let's say there's a group of people on a boat, and would they check if one person, let's say I said, well, I was actually operating the boat. I'm assuming that even though I had not been drinking, if I said I was operating the boat, I would have to have a license to operate that boat.
The state police have begun requiring people to take a marine safety test. And the marine safety test is a condition of being allowed to operate a boat unless you were born before, I believe, 1955. I'm not sure about that.
I don't have to worry then.
Well, I don't have to worry about that either, unfortunately. But I still did take the test because I wanted to see if I knew enough to pass. And apparently I did, or at least the state police thought so. I took the test about 10 years ago when it first became law. And I think it's a very good idea because it forces you to take the boating safety course. And it's a very good family project because, you know, if a father and a daughter or a mom and a son take it together, it's just one of those things you can share. And it becomes a good life memory.
Well, what I'm really interested in, though, is that, you know, a group of people go out to a bar and they can designate somebody as the designated driver, as long as they have a driver's license. But often, I assume when you're on a boat, the operator of the boat is really the only one who has a license. So in fact, the operator of the boat always has to be the so-called designated driver.
Well, I always consider myself the designated driver because at the end of the day, it is my boat, and I'm responsible for the safety of the people on the boat. And number one. Number two, if I'm going to drink, the boat is always tied up at a slip or anchored, and it's with the intention of never moving until the next day. And I have found that the problem with boats and drinking really does get intensified, and people just don't function well when they've had too much to drink on a less than stable deck or a wobbly
Now let me ask you, I don't mean to cut you off, but is there any difference, I guess this shows what I did as a teenager growing up, but what about people going out on a pontoon boat?
Well, the pontoon boats are very stable, and they
so
generally go at a slow speed.
So you can drink and drive on a pontoon boat?
Well, you certainly can, but I wouldn't recommend it because they're hard to stop once they get going. Remember, the one thing about boats is that there are no brakes. So in order to slow down, you've got to put it in reverse, or you've got to turn it sideways to the wind so it starts blowing you in the other direction. And on the water, things are not as intuitive as they are when you've been driving since you were 16 or 17.
Try 14 with a farm license.
That's right. But, you know, sailing around on a boat or cruising around on a power boat requires attention. The Coast Guard says that there are certain rules of the road which apply in any kind of water. that is washed by the sea or washed by salt water or is subject to tides. And because of that, and because we have rules of the road, the Coast Guard requires that you know certain things just to be out on the water. The other thing, too, is you can break any of those rules if it's necessary to avoid a collision with another vessel or a fixed object or a floating object. I was in New York Harbor once with a friend, fortunately on his boat, and we saw what are called deadheads. Now, these are not Grateful Dead fans. These are waterlogged big pieces of lumber, sometimes 30 and 40 feet long, that are floating just under the waterline. And running into one of those at anything more than 5 or 6 miles an hour can really put a dent in your day and a bigger dent in your boat and a huge dent in your wallet. So
okay.
It's a good idea to be careful.
If anybody's hearing us, we're down at the shore. We're on Bill's boat, and we just have somebody going by his boat called the Shore Thing. And not only is he on the boat, his dog is on the, what do you call the front of the boat?
The dog's on the bow, and the dog's wearing
and
a life jacket.
The dog is wearing a life jacket. So this is somebody who does appreciate safety, although the guy isn't.
Well, it's obviously he values his dog more than he does himself, which is
more
appropriate.
And I guess we shouldn't have said the name of his boat, but oh, I'm sure he's out there now. He's going out. I think he's putting on his life jacket. So, in any event,
he must have heard us.
This is a great day, and we want to thank Bill, and we really want to thank Big D and Chris for Laura for coming down and taking the time to bring all the equipment down here and letting us enjoy our our summer shore program.
Our summer boating shore program. It's a gorgeous day down here, ladies and gentlemen. If you're working, it's almost 5 o'clock, so I hope you're leaving or on the road.
And we'll be back with the sports guys, and we're going to be talking sports, and if we can stay awake, that is, we'll be talking sports. And Ken and John, who haven't been able to be with us today, I'm sure you're green with envy, and if not, you should be. And again, we have our dog and his life preserver going by, and he's having a great time. And so I guess even, are there any regulations, since we're about to end, are there any regulations with respect to pets on boats?
I think you have to keep them on the boat. You can't keel haul them. You can't drag them by the leash in the water.
Oh, that's interesting. So can they go in the water?
They certainly can, and unfortunately a lot of dogs do, but it's very interesting to get a panicked wet dog back on a boat.
Well, thank you everybody for listening, and it's the show It's the Law, and see you next Friday, and I'm going to have two guests talking about some real important topics.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Investigators are looking for a motive for yesterday's shooting deaths of four Marines in Chattanooga. Three other people are injured. The 24-year-old shooter, Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz, who is now dead, opened fire outside two different recruitment centers. Officials say he visited the Middle East and his native Kuwait in recent years. Meanwhile, people are visiting the makeshift memorial to honor the fallen men.
I felt like I needed to come and pay my respects to those who lost their lives.
That was Cooksville, Tennessee resident Chrissy Hurd. The UN Security Council will vote Monday
right to endorse the Iran nuclear deal, but U.S. lawmakers want a delay so they can vote on it first.
If I was the president, I'd be working with Congress, because I think by working with Congress, he has a better chance of getting approval of this and thus full American support for it. But I'm not sure he cares.
That was Utah Senator Orrin Hatch in a Fox News interview. Congress cannot block U.N. implementation, but they can vote against it, which means U.S. sanctions would not be lifted. This is USA Headline News.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, July 17th through the 20th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here, coming to you poolside with another summertime eating idea. Ready for a dip? Dive into one of my summer meals. 10 pieces of chicken, a large coleslaw, baked beans with pulled chicken, and 4 biscuits will have your family executing a perfect front tuck into the deep end of dinner before pulling off a synchronized back 2.5 twist into a free half gallon of